Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
recorded in LA in 1969, came out on Contemporary Records. That's the sound of Barney Kessel from his album Feeling Free and his version of Paul Simon's The Sound of Silence. And Kessel's guitar was accompanied by Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Chuck Dominico on bass, and Elvin Jones at the drums. Welcome along. This is Spinning Jazz. It is Pete Evans for the next 2 hours. And next up, I've got a track from an album that originally came out on Prestige Records. It's Roland Kirk and his album Kirk's Works. This is a UK transatlantic pressing, and Kirk is playing his usual array of instruments: tenor sax, manzello, stritch, flute, siren. And he's accompanied on here by Brother Jack McDuff on Hammond organ, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Arthur Taylor is at the drums. Thank you. What You See Is What You Get. That's Bernard Purdy and the Prestige All-Stars from the Jazz Groove Sessions live in Tokyo. Came out on Lexington Records in Japan. And on that track you heard Charlie Brown on tenor saxophone, Freddie Washington on bass, Bernard Purdy on drums, Pancho Morales on percussion, Melvin Sparks on guitar, and Jeff Levine on Hammond organ. Next up, an album by Khalik Al Roof and Salaam. This is a band that made a fabled album on the Strata East label a few years prior to this one. This is on Alvin Queen's Nilva Records. The album's called Elephant Trot Dance, and this is a tune called Malcolm the Call. And on this track, Khalik Abdul Rauf is playing tenor and soprano saxophones. Mashuja Aliye Salamu is on electric guitar. Curtis Folks on trombone. Mano Ramsey on acoustic piano. Mattathias Pearson on acoustic bass. And Ron Addison is playing the drums. This is Spinning Jazz. All the great grooves on vinyl every Sunday between 9 and 11. that is the Thad Jones, Mel Lewis big band from the 1970 album Consummation on Blue Note Records, and a fabulous piece called A Hunk, A Hunk, the whole album, composed and arranged by the wonderful Thad Jones. This is Spinning Jazz, 2 hours of the finest music, every Sunday morning with me, Pete Evans, between 9 and 11. Don't go anywhere. Idris Akamor and the Pyramids from 2018 on Strut Records from the album An Angel Fell, and that was a tune called Papyrus. And next up, one of those sensational albums that you come across every now and then. This is originally a Prestige, it's an Esquire pressing that I'm going to play for you, and it's tenor sax man Paul Quinichet. His album is called Sunny Side Up, and this is a tune written by pianist Mal Waldron called Cool Lipso, and it's a real who's who of the hard bop scene of the 50s, namely Curtis Fuller on trombone, John Jenkins on alto saxophone, Paul Quinichet on tenor sax. Sonny Redkiner is also on alto sax, Mal Waldron on piano, Doug Watkins is on bass, and Ed Thigpen is playing the drums. Esquire Records really were the go-to pressings, in my opinion. You get the very flimsy covers that don't always stay in such great condition, but the vinyl is always reliable in my experience. Anyway, hope you enjoy this one. Cool Lipso. This is Spinning Jazz. Pete Evans. Still got an hour to go after 10 o'clock of great stuff on vinyl. Got some Latin lined up, some salsa, and a bit of vocals, some bossa nova, and of course, plenty of modern jazz.